get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Bangs.
Little girl, you've heard the story before. When God told me going in there, I don't want you trying to cast no devils out. You know, my thing was, you know, I'm going to be among a whole bunch of devils. It's going to be either me or them. So he said, no, I want you to learn something. And so I was, you know, reluctant, and they didn't tell me who she was. When they interviewed me, they just liked the spirit that I carried because I was saved, and they thought, okay, you'd be good. They didn't tell me that, just recently she had broke one of the caretaker's arms and threw another one across the room. And Pat wasn't but like this, maybe under 100 pounds, but whatever was in her, they had mocked her or did something, and it came out. They didn't tell me none of that. They said, see about Diane. So I'm thinking, cool, this is easy. But she wouldn't eat. You know, she'd go over to the mess hall, and she wouldn't eat. She had this kind of out of this world look. And then, one day we were in the room, and they had us up on the second floor in the corner of the building. So if I screamed, nobody would have heard. And the devil had the audacity. One afternoon, we're watching the TV. I'm sitting here, and she's sitting right here, and we're just looking, and I could feel something wasn't right. And when I look at it, I could see the whole countenance of her face turn demonic. And before I could make a move, that hand came around. If the devil was in me, he was scared out of me. I mean, that scared me to death. Not to death, almost to death. It scared me. The strength that she hit me with. And the fact that she hit me in the first place. And I got to think, what in the world am I doing here anyway? I don't need this job. Folks talk me into coming. Shoot, it's cold outside. I got about a mile of walk in the cold. I'm out of here. I was mad and scared. But in the days that I was off, the Lord convinced me to go back. He said, I'm going back, but I ain't going to be there long. But when I came back, Diane met me at the door. And she had real short hair, but she never did any type of anything. She's just wild. But when she met me at the door, she had brushed her hair. And she had on a dress. I said, Diane, she kind of had a little smile. I'm thinking, what? What has happened here? Her whole demeanor had changed. When we went over to the mess hall, she on purpose, because I would sit there and she would sit here. She on purpose got her soup and started looking at me. When we went back up to watch television, instead of her slapping me again, she would look over at me, and then I caught a glimpse. As I looked into her eyes, Pat was 30. She was much older than me at the time. Pat was 30, but I looked in her eyes, I saw a 5-year-old. And man, it broke me. I realized why God said, don't try nothing here that these other guys have tried and go at her, go at her. No, I'm going to deliver her through your love.
Amen.
I saw I'm telling you, it broke me. I saw the 5-year-old. She was in there. She never got past 5.
Amen.
That mental thing blocked her, but she was in there. Pat got saved. Diane got saved. I mean, after that, and you know, I learned some about God.
Amen.
You know, it's not all about, come out in Jesus' name. Sometimes your presence. When you walk in stature, sometimes your presence. You hear me say all the time, preach. And when you need to, use words. Sometimes God got to get close enough to a person. Sometimes you have to suffer some things to get close enough to him. But when you get close enough to him, the devil can't resist you now. He showed up, but then after that ordeal, the girl in there showed up. I'm telling you, it broke me. It's like, man, I wasn't no good after that. And you know what? Diane wouldn't hardly let me go home. I was off my shift. It was dark outside. I said, Diane, I gotta walk all in this cold. And she had me down in the lobby just holding on to me. Now I was kind of scared too, you know. I didn't want nothing showing up on me again, you know. Diane, all right. Dude, I had to slip away. But what an experience, because mentally, you see, there are mental, I'm telling you, I'm prophesying to you because I saw the eraser. God is erasing stuff. If you can receive it, God is erasing some stuff from your mentality that has been holding you hostage from being all that you can be. Tell somebody, today is over. Once the Lord gave me a dream, and this is how it works with us as well. I was in, he took me all the way from my eighth grade, Mr. Weaver, who used to paddle us. He's our basketball coach. He's kind of scarred us. He would paddle us for losing games and stuff. Yeah. Went from there to Mr. Walker, seventh grade. Sixth grade, Miss Bakeman. Fifth grade, Miss Mack. She would paddle us too. Fifth grade, fourth grade, Miss Du Bois. Third grade, who was that? I forget who that was. Second grade was Miss Goldmeyer. First grade was Miss Price. God took me through us all of them. And then he took me to the first day of school, sitting in the principal's office, waiting to be registered. I said, Lord, what was that dream all about? He said, while I'm showing you these things, I'm erasing things. Erasing things that were negative experiences that you got from some of these teachers, some of your classmates, some of the stuff you did, you know, and all, I'm erasing all of this stuff. So I want to say that to you today, that God is erasing some stuff from off your mentality, off your conscious and subconscious. Receive that this morning. If we don't develop mentally, doesn't mean that we have to become an Einstein. If we don't develop mentally, if you don't develop mentally, your confidence and emotional state will always be limited. Your confidence will be limited. I love what God is doing in our elders and in our pastors, and that they can get up and they flow with things. You know, they're not intimidated by stuff. And a lot of our leaders, they're not intimidated by a lot of stuff. And even in a setting like yesterday, you know, they just did a great job of just flowing and doing things. And that's important, because if you're not developed or developing mentally, then your confidence and your emotional state is going to be limited. You might want to, but you won't. Yeah. I know the Lord trying to tell me to do this, but Lord, you know me. The more you develop mentally, and that's where, again, God is erasing stuff that's been hindering you. The more you develop mentally, the more you can sustain confidence and positive emotions. The more you develop mentally in the soul realm, the more you can sustain confidence and positive emotions. The greater the challenge, the greater the mental preparation is required. I'm going to touch on just a couple more things and we'll be finished here today. Tell somebody, feed your mind. If garbage goes in, then garbage is going to come out. I love what Dr. Molina said yesterday. He said he won't walk with fools. Amen. He won't be involved. He don't have fools in his life. Amen. I said, wow, that's powerful. Amen. But it's true. Don't allow foolish people to invade your life. Amen. Love them, pray for them, but don't let them invade your space and get all up in your boundaries, and they're going to act foolish and do foolish things. No, he that walks with wise men, or he that walks with wise women, she that walks will be wise. Iron will sharpen iron. But don't allow foolish people to, you know, just don't have the time for them. Don't let them try to convince you that it's you wrong. I thought you was a Christian. No, I ain't no Christian. First of all, Christian means stupid. In its most refined definition of that word, it wasn't something in Antioch they were heralding people for. It was a mockery. It was a word used to mock these folk. What they were called in that day was the Way. Amen. That's what it was, Amen. The Way. But they first called them Christians in Antioch. Now, a lot of people say, but because they were Christ-like. No, they weren't saying it because of that. They were making a mockery of them. Christian means idiot, stupid. They were saying, for these people to be following this guy who got crucified, stupid people. So whenever you call yourself a Christian, that's in essence what you're saying. So we're not Christians. We don't see anywhere Jesus calls us Christians. Amen. Now, I'm not mocking people that do that. They just don't know. But when you come into the knowledge of things, you need to change your vocabulary. Amen. To him that doesn't know, okay, he doesn't know. But when you know something, see, knowledge with much knowledge, hear me, with much knowledge is much sorrow. Amen. And the increase of wisdom is the increase of sorrow. Amen. Now it's not a burden. It's not, you know, you walk around sorry. No, sir. No, it's you learn and touch things in the spirit that people aren't acquainted with.
Amen. Amen.
And so sometimes, I was just talking to a brother yesterday, sometimes you feel alone.
Amen.
And if you let the devil, he'll convince you that you lost your mind.
Yes, sir.
But in essence, you've touched some things in the spirit realm that are rare. See, some saints become like onions, if I can use that word. You know, you peel an onion. You peel it, there's one layer, another layer, another layer.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Come shining
I